Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hump day.
Check it out.
Let's do it again. Hump day.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Hump day. Am I right, everybody?
Am I right?
Ow.
We walk into this studio 5 days a week. 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
Give or take a holiday here or there or some sort of vacation. The lights don't seem to be right now. And I, for the life of me, I don't remember the position the switch is supposed to be in, but something seems wrong.
It's just things that you come to expect. It's like when like a light bulb goes out and you're like, well, is it darker in here? Is it my eyes? And then you have to take the whole sconce thing off and figure out what's the problem.
You want to take some sconces off?
We're going to have to get a ladder. Once you get up there, you're like, oh, it's really dusty.
These
up
are
here.
The fluorescent tubes also, which there's a trick in removing and installing because you don't want to shatter them.
Well,
but there's a little part of you that wants to shatter them.
Do you remember that scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin where that's all they're doing in the back by the dock is using the fluorescent lights?
Empire Strikes Back?
Lightsabers and then smashing them on each other?
Yeah, that's not good.
I've always wanted to do that after seeing that movie.
We could go to a rage room and do that, right?
I don't need to rage. I just want to play Star Wars with fluorescent light bulbs.
We could go to a not-so-rage room, an unrage room.
I just want to go out to the dock. I just want to go over by the dumpster and play lightsabers.
We need safety first. I'm just worried about tiny, tiny little pieces of glass dust, right? Yeah. Getting in your eye. That'd be horrible. But you load us up with some goggles, maybe a hazmat suit.
They just did it right on their work pants.
I know what you're saying.
I'm trying.
You're all in on this?
I want to recreate it just as they did in the movie, which has got to be reality.
Which one am I? Am I Seth Rogen?
Probably. Likely.
Okay.
Wow. That looked awesome.
Smash, smash, smash.
Because they just wiped off their work khakis and went back to work.
Sure.
It worked in the movies.
The electronic store life.
Yeah. It should probably
work. It worked
for us.
In the movies. It should be fine for us.
Yeah.
That's why commercials say don't try this at home. They need to have that on the bottom of the screen.
But don't you feel like two radio DJs could kind of myth bust this out
safely? I can't believe I'm the one carrying the safety candle.
I find this very fascinating. You're Mr. Safety over here. Oh, but glass.
Glass in your eye, glass in your mouth.
You know what?
Glass in your beard hairs.
You wait here for just a minute. I'm going to go ask producer Ben if he's busy.
No. I still want to play.
Ben, come play lightsabers with me.
Play fluorescent tube lightsabers with me. What do you say, buddy?
Come on, old pal.
How about we get Ben to do it with somebody else? There's got to be a street teamer who'd sign up for this.
I want to do it.
And then see what the dangers are. Then you and I tap in.
Test it out. What are we, like human lab rats?
Exactly.
Okay.
So like, we'll wait a week. They may get, you know, cancer of the lung or something like mesothelioma. That's what I'm wondering about.
Paul Rudd did that and he's fine. He's the sexiest man alive.
It's a movie.
Yeah, but he's fine. Everybody's fine. They all lived happily ever after.
Okay.
You gotta try things.
Boy, you're just ready to. Is it because you're off of jury duty? You're ready to take on the world?
Dude, I lost the will to live for just a couple of moments yesterday morning as they deliberated on who was gonna serve on the jury.
Did you ever get voir dired or did you hang in the bullpen the whole time?
Pre-voir dire.
Just outside the room?
Sitting there in the room where it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Just waiting. And then got told to go back to the holding tank. You might be called to a different jury.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then it was also lunchtime, but don't go because that jury hadn't dismissed. It was just like, oh my gosh, I just want to eat something.
That's why people don't like jury duty.
Exactly. And I was so hungry and I'm starting to get hangry and they're like, well, we have a vending machine. Like, I don't want to get cheese and crackers and then find out I could have had a burger.
Exactly. Yeah. It's weird. I feel a little bit of rage in you, but at the same time, I feel like freedom, sweet freedom.
It was so sweet. You kind of hold your breath waiting for them to say your name, and then they don't. Sweet relief.
Was I your first text?
You were just a text
Or did the family get notified
first? You got
first?
My first call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
we're on recess. I'm like, oh, crap, she got called in if they're using the word recess.
No, but I was in the room.
Oh, boy.
I was in the room just outside of where it happens.
You were also talking. You're really quiet when you're on the phone.
Because I'm in this courthouse. Courthouse and everything carries. Everything's marble.
Oh, yeah. It's all echoey.
Yeah.
All hard surfaces.
And the ceiling straight up, four floors. And it's like, everyone can hear this conversation. Oh, well.
Well, it's good to see your face.
Ah, it's good to be free.
And it's
free.
Good that you're not going to be leaving in 2 hours.
If you did get picked yesterday, sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Scramble. Enjoy your jury duty today.
I'm so sorry. Oh, you poor suckers.
Are you allowed to say anything about what the case would have been? Blink if it's murder.
No, it wasn't exciting. It was civil.
Boom.
I know. Not interesting.
That's not fun.
Yeah, no. But if somebody's mad at a company and... Something about, maybe workman's comp. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what it was about.
I would have fallen asleep at that one.
I know. I was like, don't choose me. And then they said it was going to last for 4 days. And I was like,
A four-day workman comp claim?
No. Well, see, I don't know the whole thing.
They lose part of their body?
Cannot confirm.
Okay. I'll stop pushing.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
No, I wanted it to be more interesting than it was. So here I am. Hopefully.
Jury duty free for another couple of years.
Better off. And then do you consider yourself a hot dogger?
During baseball season, cookout season, yes.
Yeah.
I don't see myself consuming hot dogs between the dates of about November to probably now.
Right. But ballpark time?
I'll have a hot dog always at the ballpark.
You are who these people are looking for. They are looking for a wiener connoisseur.
Go on.
That is the job title. BetUS is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur to visit all 30 major ballparks and check out the hot dogs offered at each one.
I can tell you right now, because our seats were by it in St. Louis, they had a hot dog wrapped in bacon.
Ooh, nice.
It was so good.
So you'd have to get that and then, 29 more. And here's the deal. You can taste test them, but that's not really what they're after.
What do they want?
The data that they're looking to gather from their wiener connoisseur is to measure the weenie, make sure they figure out the length.
Yes.
The diameter.
Okay.
How heavy it is. Who's like really packing.
Who's bringing the wiener?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. They want to find the biggest. They want to find the smallest. They are looking for an expert to break it all down for them.
I would feel bad for the ballpark that has the smallest wiener.
I would.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. Because that's not really although you get a trophy, you get acknowledgement, it's not the kind of attention you want.
No. You'd be walking around justifying it. You'd be like, yeah, but the toppings are good.
Yeah, but we put so much stuff on it and,
we haven't had any complaints. It does its job. I know we got a small ballpark wiener, but we're fine. Give me the phone number. I'll apply.
I think you should. and
I can be a counselor for that small ballpark. I can help them out.
You've already talked through the whole thing. Psychologically ready to help you.
I am sure ready to go.
And good news for me, it's not even a full-time gig.
I'd just be on the weekends.
It'd be like a weekend thing.
I could do that.
They get the game tickets. Your travel's covered. They give you $2,000.
I mean, you knock out two wieners in Chicago on a weekend.
Yeah.
You could do two or three or four along the East Coast.
Yeah.
In a weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just go to their website, BetUS. Sign up now.
If I get this job, you have to call me Wiener King.
It's Wiener Connoisseur.
Okay, but I like Wiener King. No?
I don't think so.
Think about it.
I don't think so.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I don't think I've ever taken a moment to publicly acknowledge one of my favorite sports writers. He used to write for the Gazette.
Uh-huh.
He now writes for it's a website that covers most of the major conferences, Big Ten, Big 12. His name is Scott Dochterman.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, and I'm going to read about four sentences that I thought painted the coolest picture in my mind after Iowa beat West Virginia. Let's take a trip to Carver Hawkeye Arena in the year 2044.
Okay.
It's been renovated. There's a 20-year reunion plan for the Iowa basketball team of this year.
Uh-huh.
Those stands are going to be packed with men and women in their 30s who were teenagers when they saw what just went down this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And that idea of bringing them out at halftime and everybody cheering, and it's just that the visual of that idea 20 years from now at Carver Hawkeye to do a reunion of this year's team.
I love that.
To even consider that.
If you were a little girl who was holding a sign, not even like teenager.
And now you're going to school there? Girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Amazing. So I just, that piece of, it's just a few sentences, but he just took me, because I remember being there, like when Hayden Fry retired and he did the big high porch picnic. Or if they bring back a bowl team. Either a football game or at a basketball game, they'll come out for halftime. It's just those memories just come flooding back.
And what this team has meant to so many young girls and to young families that are watching and watching the world change how they think about women's athletics.
I'm going to give you the TV viewership coming up at 6:30. Numbers never seen before for women's basketball.
I got goosebumps.
So we'll get you that. But I just, and I think Scott lives around here, and I just, it's fantastic writing. So I wanted to take a second and say good job, Scott.
That's
Backerman.
So cool.
I loved it. I really loved it.
Oh, that's nice. We tried to problem solve.
Sure.
For each other or for other people. We did a whole segment, and this is probably years at this point now, Eric, talking about a very common problem when you hear a song and you think you know the lyrics, but those aren't the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's like misheard lyrics, basically. It happens to a lot of people. And there's some common ones. I think we discovered that a lot of people thought Ariana Grande's Thank You Next was bacon, eggs.
Eggs.
Bacon. Eggs, which I didn't hear, but then all of a sudden, like, that's all you hear. There was also another really common one was Selena Gomez, Good For You.
Sounds like she has a British accent.
She's talking about 14 karat.
Yes.
Yeah, gold. But people think she's saying farting carrots.
Yeah, it's gassy because they had a lot of carrots.
Yeah, ate so many carrots, she got gas.
Good old carrot gas.
You and I were like, those aren't the words, ha ha ha, we solved it.
Yes.
But it's back in my life. My daughters discovered a video where somebody was just singing farting carrots.
To this?
Yes. And you know, when something gets stuck in your head, it's like they can't stop singing it. And now I can't stop
You're singing
it.
The wrong lyrics?
Yes! It's the wrong lyrics, and they are just stuck, and it's stuck in a loop of never-ending wrong lyrics. I'm farting carrots.
They're in that age, though, where that's funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's hilarious.
Well, we're in that age where that's funny stuff, too.
You know what? So, it is pretty funny.
Problem solved. Just
You don't have a problem.
You don't have a problem.
Your problem is you don't have a problem.
Lynn County Emergency Management and Johnson County Emergency Management and all the other county emergency management. Just reminding everybody, today is the annual statewide tornado drill around 10 o'clock in the morning. This is a great idea in your office, whoever your office emergency leader is, your Dwight Schrute of the office.
Would that be here?
I don't think we have one. I know where I'm supposed to go. There are signs in the hallway.
It's very clear.
We have to leave this room. We have an exposed window.
Yes.
But there's a cinder block bunker just two doors away.
Yeah.
That we would be maybe the first to get to because the drill's at 10 o'clock. I don't know. Maybe Ben can do it. Just thinking out loud.
He might be a very good safety.
Lynn County Emergency Management will not activate sirens today at 10 o'clock.
Good to know.
Johnson County, I don't know. I'm reading this news release. And it reads like they may today, then skip next Wednesday, which would be their traditional time, and then get back on a regular rotation in May.
But they didn't make up their mind?
Well, it just, I read, it's like they're not saying it, but I think they're saying it. The outdoor warning sirens are normally tested the first Wednesday of the month at 10. Due to the statewide drill happening close to their normal test day, Johnson County will not test outdoor sirens next Wednesday. So
they must be doing it today.
I'm inferring they're doing it today.
Yeah.
Then the normal testing cycle for Johnson County would resume then Wednesday, May the 1st. So depending on where you are in the state of Iowa, at 10 o'clock this morning, you may or may not hear sirens. That's the best I can give you.
That's a good heads up.
Thank you. Let's move into sports shorts. Okay. How many people watched the past two Iowa women's basketball games?
Me.
There's two in this room.
Okay.
Plus millions more. Iowa's 64-54 win over West Virginia Monday night, the final home game at for Carver Hawkeye for Clark, averaged 4.9 million viewers on ESPN. That's massive. That shatters the record for the largest television audience for any women's basketball game except for a Final Four game.
Ooh.
So of all the games with all the teams across the history of women's NCAA tournament basketball, the most watched game, not counting a Final Four, was that game between Iowa and West Virginia.
Yeah, because this is before even the Sweet 16.
Do you want to know what record they broke?
Yes.
Iowa's game against Holy Cross 3 days before held the record at 3.23 million viewers.
Wow.
So as it stands right now, Iowa holds the records for the three largest TV audiences in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. This game that just happened is number three. Number two was beating South Carolina last year. And the number one for viewership was Iowa losing to LSU last year.
Wow.
That is the Caitlin Clark effect.
That's incredible.
Iowa takes on number five Colorado ABC 230 coming up on Saturday. That's just the power of what that program has done to the nation.
Uh-huh.
To the entire United States of America. All right, what's got us feeling all right this morning? Get ready to break out your Heather Lavender shirt. That was the winning shirt design, by the way.
Oh, really?
Registration for the 34th annual, especially for you, Race Against Breast Cancer, is coming up Monday, April the 1st.
That's right around the corner.
Race day is Sunday, October 6th. Last year, 16,546 people. That is a record for the especially for you race. Can we get to 16,600? That'd be a nice round number. 16,600.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, 17,000 would be great.
Let's just go for 17.
20,000 would be great. Throughout the years, the Especially For You Fund helping over 13,000 individuals seek access to more than 36,000 services. All the registration information online, especiallyforyourace.org. Again, the actual official registration date is coming up on Monday, April the 1st, and race day, put it on your calendar. It just came up in one of our meetings here, so we made sure it was on our staff calendar is coming up on Sunday, October the 6th. That's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Been a lot of investigation into Sean Diddy Combs. His homes raided yesterday across the United States, I think three different homes. And the investigation has brought a spotlight on a number of other celebrities who are in somehow, some way involved, including Prince Harry.
Uh-oh.
His name is out there. No one's accusing him of anything, but his name did come up in the $30 million lawsuit that has been filed against Diddy by that music producer, Rodney Jones. Rodney Jones is accusing Diddy of sexual abuse and says that Diddy would have these trafficking parties, which I'm sure, as we were saying yesterday, is a big part of why they had this raid on all of his properties. The trafficking parties included access to famous and important people, including Prince Harry's name on that list. Also on that list, Cuba Gooding Jr. And he actually has a little bit more against his name in the lawsuit. He's also accused of sexual assault at the parties. Jones says that Cuba was touching, groping, fondling his legs, his inner thighs, near his groin region, on his back, on his shoulders last June on a yacht that had been rented by Diddy. Not great.
Not looking good for anybody.
No. So these parties are now being questioned and they're investigating. So we'll see what they find in this investigation. But yikes. Okay, we know the Oscar slap from 2022 just kind of changed how we look at that whole award show thing. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett had a charitable foundation. They had set up in 1996, and they have announced that it is shutting down because donations to that foundation are way down since the slap in 2022.
Nobody wants to be involved with Will Smith.
No, it's just not a good look right now.
No.
In 2021, the foundation took in $2.1 million. The following year, $365,000.
That's a big drop.
It's a huge drop. It's an 83% drop.
Wow.
So, yeah, the foundation was probably winding down anyway. Will and Jada wanted to focus on some other charitable projects, so they said. But there is nobody working at the foundation. It's being dissolved. They looked at some of the financial papers and just wasn't going their way.
Thanks for what you did in 96. I bet you regret what you did in 2022.
Yep.
We'll see where things go.
Exactly. Okay. If you're going to be on screen one time in a movie, make sure it's a good one. And Blue Milk did that. Blue Milk appeared in Star Wars. 1977. The original Luke is sitting talking to his aunt and uncle, and it became such a popular thing. It's now available at the Disney theme parks.
I've had blue milk before.
Yeah. It delicious, right? What would you describe the flavor?
I don't remember. It had alcohol in it. I remember that.
Whoa,
well, it depends on which park you're at.
Oh, okay, okay.
Florida, alcohol. California, no. But it's blue milk.
But it's blue milk.
Yes.
So good. Blue milk hitting the stores at a store near you. April 17th, it's part of Lucasfilm's Imperial March, getting ready to celebrate Star Wars Day, which, as we know, May 4th.
They have taken over. They're going to take over the Empire State Building that day, mm-hmm. turning into a giant lightsaber.
Strike it back.
So limited time. I'm probably in the refrigerated section.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
This particular version, I don't believe, has alcohol in it, Eric. Sorry.
Well, add your own, friends. It's a mixer. I'm trying to remember the flavor. It's just, it wasn't, it's more the novelty of having it
Absolutely.
Than like, I have to consume this because it tastes so good.
It's more about the color.
But it's cool that it's blue milk.
It's a vanilla flavored milk with blue food coloring. Yeah. Yeah. You can make that yourself.
Kind of like a rum chata.
Yeah.
In fact, there might have been rum in it. Mm. Yeah. It's almost like an eggnog consistency now that I remember it.
You're selling it. You are selling the heck out of this blue milk. They might need a spokesman.
If you didn't think blue milk would sell it by itself.
You know what? I didn't think about blue milk being too appealing, but you're selling it, man.
You're welcome.
Moving units.
Put a little nutmeg on top of that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You're so good at this. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
I'm a little nervous. We haven't done this before.
No, we haven't. This is the inaugural March calmness.
We took all of your suggestions last week, created a bracket. We started with the don't get emotional 8, worked our way down to the in your feelings 4. Today and yesterday were the tranquil 2.
Here we are, the championship game. We've got pet cuddles taking on comfort food.
Fellow commissioner, if you're willing to ding the ending of the game, we have a winner.
Okay, down to these final moments, seconds, and we will call it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever winner, I'm trying not to get too excited, of the Morning Scramble March Calmness is
Pet Cuddles. It's hard to be excited about the winner, but also remain calm.
Pet Cuddles.
Congratulations.
I don't want to clap because I don't want to startle them.
I don't either. It doesn't seem like it's an appropriate time to celebrate.
I have never.
For March calmness.
Have you ever announced something calmly before?
Nope.
This is hard.
Usually when somebody wins something, there's much celebration and whooping and hollering
and
whatnot.
I would be jumping up and down. But right now, I've got both feet firmly planted on the ground. My hands are at a safe distance from each other, so I don't clap.
I don't want to startle anybody. I don't have a puppy or a kitty to just snuggle up to right now in victory.
Note for next year, have props.
Mm, that'd probably make us feel better.
It would make us feel
better. Probably make us
better.
A little bit more calm, too.
If we had comfort food and pets in here right now,
we'll console ourselves with comfort food.
We'd be so much in heaven. Well, first of all, comfort food, you gave it a shot.
Hey, yeah. You ain't no shame in that game.
No, a little shame.
Well, Cuddles destroyed you.
You didn't crack 100 votes, but that's okay. But I think Eastern Iowa would agree. You, a long day at work, you go home, looking up from the couch, ready. Once that tail starts to wag.
So sweet.
The favorite part of their day is you.
Pet Cuddles going up on a banner in our Morning Scramble gymnasium here. Going to put it up on the rafters where it belongs.
Ben, get the ladder and the banner. You're going to do it, actually. Ben's going to put up a banner on the rafters here for the Morning Scramble. Congratulations to Pet Cuddles. The winner of the 2024 inaugural March Calmness on Z102.9. Very quiet clapping.
Golf clap.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Hopefully we're not the first people to tell you that Easter is early this year, mm-hmm. and Easter Sunday is the last day of March. It's coming up in 4 days.
This Sunday. Hopefully this isn't the first you've heard that. Hopefully you've been preparing, having those conversations with the Easter Bunny. But as I was having the conversation with my bunny, we were looking at each other and like, okay, what are we going to do this year? What are we putting in the baskets this year? I just feel like there's a little added pressure to go bigger, to make the basket even better. The gifts that are coming in Easter baskets now are just getting so extravagant.
There's some weird trends, and I know we're focused on Easter, but you know, I look at everything from St. Patrick's Day, where now kids are getting little gifts from leprechauns that has kind of an elf on the shelf feeling to it. Mm-hmm. Easter baskets seem to be getting bigger. We've got people posting on the Z Facebook page Valentine's Day baskets, baskets for Halloween.
Halloween boo baskets?
Baskets. One of my questions is, is everyone else noticing this trend? Followed by, when did this happen? It seems, growing up, I had the Tooth Fairy, I had Santa, and I had an Easter Bunny. The birthday, May Day baskets were kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, but that was like popcorn and licorice.
But that was it. You had basically four or five core traditions.
That's another basket you got to watch out for now.
Now those are getting bigger, right? That's all just getting bigger and bigger. And then it becomes a big comparison.
Yeah. And what do you
and
do?
And this all whittles. It's one thing for us to talk about, but then it puts like kid against kid. And that's a hard conversation to have.
So I was just going to say, because I'm an elementary school teacher, and when we come back from like a holiday, like Christmas or Easter or something like that, and everybody wants to share what they got, it makes it really difficult as a teacher to navigate that conversation as to why, like, Sally got an Xbox for Christmas and another kid got a book and an outfit, or, you know, these extravagant, my Santa Claus took me to Jamaica and my Santa Claus gave me a pair of snow boots.
Right.
Those are two very different things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes it really hard from the teacher standpoint to navigate those conversations and try to explain to kids like why kids are getting different things.
What is quickly like, do you have a pretty approach that you feel comfortable with when you have to have those conversations?
I've kind of tried to stray from asking them what they got and just ask them something that they did, just kind of mix that conversation in general. But it's really hard, and we mainly just say, you know, everybody gets something different, and it just kind of depends on what Santa leaves at your house or what your parents give you.
Let's stop focusing on the stuff that I got from that holiday.
But that's hard, right? Yeah. I think we grow up learning to compare.
Yeah.
For sure. But I love that idea of like, how was your break? Did you have a good spring break? Did you spend some time with your family for Easter?
What was the most fun thing that you did?
Those are good ways to approach it when it comes up in conversation with kids who clearly got different things. Thank you for sharing your perspective.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye. Hi, thanks for holding. What are your thoughts on our Momtroversy this morning?
I was just calling in about Eric's question about when things kind of got out of control.
Yeah.
Please give me a date and time.
Do you have that on your calendar?
At my house, it was quarantine because everyone was home and it was sad and we had time and think we weren't doing other things. So Christmas that year was excessive at our house, and I've been trying to dial it back the last couple of years.
Interesting.
And dial back the expectations. But that's when it happened at my house, and it was me. It was 100% me. I was compensating for myself, and it all went out of control.
2020. That's the pinpoint for that particular caller.
Interesting.
Of when these things started to take off.
You know what? I was just having a conversation as I was checking out about like I found a great deal on like Christmas pajamas. They were on clearance. I'm like, I'm going to get them now. And she's like, well, you do this. This was a thing that I started during COVID, is like all these, we needed to have extra things to keep us happy, like little things that are now tradition. So it just kind of grew out of that. But that's totally a major factor for everybody. We tried so hard to make ourselves happy, to make our kids happy, that now it's a tradition and we have to keep getting bigger.
Keep the tradition. That's the challenge of why are we putting pressure on ourselves to make it bigger?
Where's it coming
pajamas
from?
Pajamas are pajamas are pajamas, right?
Yeah.
You can wear that. Maybe you start giving a specific thing in the Easter basket and that toy or item can grow. Like you buy, like now you could at least do Barbie items for the Barbie house for you.
Mm-hmm.
That would work out. But it seems like there's also just this ongoing. And then I go back to the TikToks and Instagrams and Facebooks where and X where people are showing off. And then you start to question what you did, and all of a sudden you're on Pinterest, and like, well, I got to add that now.
Well, that's really cool.
That family gave away, they're doing little shamrock gift baskets for the kids because the leprechaun stopped by last night. And it's just continuing to grow and to grow, and then it just becomes so extravagant. How do you keep up with it?
How do you keep up with all of it?
And then once you've done it, how do you, just like that call, she's trying to pull Christmas back
pull
now.
Pull it back. We're just going to take it down a notch.
You cold turkey it? Jesus, like, everybody gets one gift this year.
That's what I did. We're just going to take it way back.
Are your kids doing a little Easter withdrawal, though? Right? Like,
there were some comments.
You didn't wean them off.
I had to take away the suggestion box because there were so many comments in the suggestion box that we go big.
Perhaps maybe next year the bunny's going to listen. Wait, where's the suggestion box?
Wait, maybe we get a swing set. No! No!
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
Well, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and within the last 90 minutes, it came to our attention that producer Ben has a more than a general interest in severe weather and really wants to help out, especially with like the tornado drill today.
Yeah, you were saying in news how it's like it's a good time to have a tornado drill. And then we were like, well, maybe we should do one at our place of business. There should be somebody who's in charge of that. We voted and producer Ben is the person.
He accepted and we promised a hard hat and a safety vest and maybe a flashlight. You really want to get him a utility belt.
I think a Batman utility belt would be fun for Ben.
I love that we're giving him the outfit before the training, but the training, Claire, is coming together. I have just received word from Johnson County Emergency Management that Ben is invited to, well, not sit in on the weather spotter meeting tonight. They're full. But he is allowed to come and stand for 90 minutes.
Standing room only.
SRO to be a weather spotter. So he's got to go through the training.
Oh, what if he brings his own bag chair?
If you're doing that, you got to bring snacks. Hold on. About somewhere where they get to like, this is what it means when the funnel cloud, you just hear from the back.
Producer Ben!
He's having a Busch Light in the back learning about storm clouds. That's fantastic.
Actually, that sounds like a good night. Producer Ben is about to have a great night learning.
So that's tonight. And if he doesn't get kicked out of storm class, I've got front of the Morning Scramble, Rebecca Kopelman, ready to help him.
She's agreed.
Now, I got her before I got them. So she asked what to do. I'm like, well, can you just make it easy? She's like, well, what do you mean?
Well, like, she probably goes and talks to like elementary students and stuff.
She's like, I just did a kindergarten class. Do you want me to go use those? I'm like, that's the material we want.
Yes, please.
So tomorrow morning.
Yes, please. Tell
while
me.
He's sitting in the bag chair in this room, because I hope he brings the bag chair tonight to actual training and then back again tomorrow. Rebecca Kopelman is going to take producer Ben through what she teaches five-year-olds about the weather.
Perfect.
This is going to work out superbly.
He is going to be up to speed on everything he needs to know as Z102.9's official safety captain.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.